News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Erwig.
All right, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Hey, first things first, y'all. We realize we know better than anybody that we're having some transmitter issues. And back and forth trying to get it straight. Not sure we got all the answers. We realize you're a little frustrated. We get that from the text line. Two things. First of all, if you're frustrated, that means you like listening to the radio station, and we thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
So also, you can listen anytime. If we pop off and you're interested in the content, where we were going, the conversation we were having, you can simply listen online at fmtalk1065.com. I get it. It's an inconvenience, but just to let you know, we continue to broadcast.
Yeah, there's multiple ways. And by the way, this will be fixed and fixed soon.
Yep.
But the TuneIn app, you can also use to listen online. Our website, as Dan mentioned, fmtalk1065.com. A number of other websites that somehow, I'm not sure how some of these sites get our streaming URL, but they do, and I'm glad. So if you have a favorite radio app or site you use, they most likely have us on there. And also the podcast, you can check that out. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or TuneIn, or a number of other podcast platforms.
Yeah, anything you heard that you liked from Jeff Poore or Sean Sullivan or Dalton and I, and you want to hear it again, feel free. You can. We podcast everything we've got here. I don't know. It wasn't initially one of our three big things, but to you and I, it was kind of like, this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The female Mobile County Corrections officers who have filed a federal sex discrimination lawsuit. Well, the suit was filed by the U.S. Department of Justice on behalf of these 12 female corrections officers. We've been kind of going back and forth on the text line about this as well. Some of you who have worked in corrections in the past, we get it. I mean, there was a statement from the jailer himself, and it kind of it lays it out there for you. That's a rough work environment.
Yeah. So our news partners over at WKRG, they talked with the Mobile Metro Jail Warden Trey Oliver, and he said we know it's a hostile work environment.
And you know it's a hostile work environment if you apply there.
That's exactly what he said. He said, I'll go on record, say it's probably the most hostile work environment in this part of the state. But he said these female officers, and not just the female officers, but every officer that comes to work there, he said they know fully well when they knew that when they came into the job and when they came into the jail.
So their complaint is that they're not getting any cover or backup from the sheriff's department and the authorities, on the personnel side, not on the inmate side. You can't do much about the language and the actions of the inmates, right?
Yeah,
they can do what they want to do, as disgusting as it is. So their lawsuit is centered at their bosses, their authorities.
Yeah, so the complaint, it says that these female staffers, who, by the way, Gabe Tynes reporting at Lanyap, and we'll talk with Rob Holbert from Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com, coming up in the second half of this hour. But he reports the Metro Jail is staffed by 73% females. I would not have guessed that. But according to this complaint, said these 12 women were, quote, routinely subjected to various forms of unwelcome, severe sexual harassment by male inmates. And I read the complaint. It does provide graphic examples of the harassment and says that male inmates, quote, frequently expose their genitals, do something else with those genitals, and direct sexual slurs, propositions, threats of violence, sexual violence, and degrading comments towards female employees. So that's what this complaint says. And according to the DOJ, they feel that this violates Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. So if you're unfamiliar with Title VII, and the exact words, it says it prohibits employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. And these female officers who are complaining about this says that they made plenty of reports to their supervisors there with the sheriff's office objecting to their harassment. And they say that the sheriff's office did not take their complaints seriously and failed to take prompt and effective action to remedy.
What's the action? What would the remedy be? Would they expect? What is the sheriff's office not doing that they feel like they should do?
That's the question that's in my mind. And, you know, I've never worked in Metro Jail, never spent much time in Metro Jail. So I don't know exactly what it's like, but, you know, I can imagine, and I've seen lots of movies that I imagine are pretty close to what it's like, and I've seen perp walks, and I imagine it doesn't get any better after the perp walk from what a lot of these people are saying. So what is the, anyone who's worked there or who knows better, what is the correct action there? Because first off, I think if you take the women out of those positions, and they said Metro jail staffed by 73% women, if you say, okay, you can't, we don't want you to have that job anymore. It's too dangerous. It's too scary. What's happened here in America in other occupations where women are told it's too dangerous a job or they're not allowed to do a job? Well, they get this, they get different kinds of complaints, right? Mm-hmm. That they're not allowing women to work in this position or that position. So take that off the table. I guess you could throw these inmates in the in solitary confinement.
All of them.
There's only so much room in there. Throw all of them in there. Do you attack them with batons? You can't do that because yesterday a federal grand jury in Alabama they returned an indictment charging two Alabama Department of Corrections officers for assaulting an inmate. So you know, and I know you can't do that. These guys allegedly walked on top of these guys and did some pretty awful things.
Yeah, and then Alabama has this history of the corrections department employees going above and beyond sometimes. So we've got that problem. That's in our prison system, by the way. Unnamed texter says they should put those people in jail. Oh, wait. So again, we're talking about the inmates. What do you do? What's the course of action that anyone in authority is supposed to take to change the inmates' behavior?
And I'm genuinely curious because someone, I'm sure some of our listeners have worked at the Mobile Metro Jail, and I'm sure maybe there's a middle ground out there, a correct action to take. Maybe you move one female officer to another part of the prison where this thing isn't happening. I know you can charge them with another charge if they're doing specific things, but I would guess that this happens often, and that we've even gotten a text this morning from a male who has worked at either the Metro Jail or another corrections facility who said, you know, they say awful things to the men that work there too. And I can imagine that happens also.
I'm sure they do. We've got someone on the line right now, Dalton. Not sure the name. Good morning.
Good morning. The name doesn't matter.
How are you?
Just that I'm a 79-year-old female who's lived in Mobile most of my life.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't understand why these women are complaining. What the blank did they expect when they went to work there?
That's what I'm wondering.
I think that's the overwhelming thought that we're having.
They want the job because of the money and the benefits, but yet they don't want to put up with anything. And men get just as bad things done to them that are working the guard.
Yeah,
but it's just stupid.
Yeah, thank you for the call. And I'd have to say that a lot of the people that we're talking to on the text line and also that call right there, that's kind of where we're at with this. It's like, what? But here's the thing. And this suit is being filed by the U.S. Department of Justice.
Yeah, and it happens now. I wonder, you know, did the DOJ under Trump know about this? I mean, were there other things going on around the country that were similar to this? Mm-hmm. And it's just a different way to react to the situation depending on the administration? Listen. Corrections, I would never, ever, ever, ever want to work as a corrections officer. And I take my hat off to anyone who has worked that job or holds that job, because talk about one of the most difficult jobs in the world. And it has to be tough sometimes to go to sleep at night. But it does. Somebody texted, it's a money grab. And to me, that's what this seems like on its face, because I am all for protecting women from actions like that and from men acting disgusting and being degrading women in that manner. I hate it. That's awful. But like our caller just said, what did you expect when you signed up for the job, right?
Well, you know, it's like, dear whomever, I've just built a house on the equator. I can barely stand this heat.
Yeah.
It's like, you went to the equator. You decide, if you don't like snow, don't go to Buffalo. If you don't like the heat, stay away from the equator. And if you don't like foul language on the job, Lord mercy, you don't want to work as a prison guard, do you?
I wouldn't think so.
I will look at some of these texts coming in. 79-year-old lady just called and said, like,
get over it.
Get over it. Come on.
I like it. 343-0106. And also coming up, I'll tell you, how Donald Trump is getting around the Twitter ban.
Right.
How is he tweeting now?
All on the way. Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings.
Thank you, Kane. 822 FM Talk 106.5. This segment of Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Horwig, brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Dan, you do a lot of walking around town.
I do. I'll tell you what, I see neighborhoods. I see what's going on. I see the good. I see the bad.
Yeah, and you walked by my house once and said, man, that house over there, he's got some junk he needs removed. And I said, hey, that's my house.
Yeah, first of all, I apologize. I didn't realize it was your house. And when I made those remarks to you, I just thought it was some clown's house out in Tilco. And it was, without getting into detail, it was bad.
Yeah, it was. Well, spring starts March 20th. That's two Saturdays away. So you got some time to think about how you're going to do spring cleaning this year. And why not give 1-800-GOT-JUNK a call? Or visit them, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. It's a locally owned franchise. They do great work in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. Let me give you a little thought starter list here for some things they'll remove. First off, residential junk, electronics, which in the biz they call e-waste. Also, appliances, bicycles, carpeting and rugs, some construction waste. Maybe you've been getting some work done on your home or business. Furniture. They'll even take a hot tub away if you need them to. And if you work in a business, they take commercial junk also. Computers and notebooks, printers, scanners, copiers, monitors, and displays. You know, a lot of that stuff you can't just take and throw in the dump. You have to dispose of it responsibly. Why don't you just let Trey Bennett and his crew take care of it for you?
They do it for you. That's good.
Yeah, so they find a time that works for you. So set up your appointment today. 1-800-GOT-JUNK is the number, and the website is 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Okay, to the text line, I'm just going to go off the cuff here. I haven't read this in advance.
That's dangerous.
I know. If I see something bad, I'll break like a ball rolling into the street. This is one of those situations that I think law enforcement is constantly having to battle with. We're talking about female prison employees being harassed by the inmates. Is battling with the rights versus inmates' rights.
Mm-hmm.
That old phrase, what do you get when inmates run the asylum, comes to mind. And yeah, and what do you expect if you apply for a job inside the walls of a prison? I'm not trying to be flippant about this.
Right.
Look, I'm sorry that it's a hard job. I know it's got to be a terribly hard job. Maybe harder, not just for some females, but for some guys, too, that couldn't handle that kind of mess, right?
Yeah, and I think...
Why are you employed there?
I think Biden's Department of Justice, who is leading this charade, they need to say what the correct action is, because so many Biden supporters and Vice President Kamala Harris among the crowd that's leading the charge to defund the police, let rioters out of jail on bond. They had a fund that led to that. So they're arguing that the prisoners need to be treated better. And that people breaking the law need to be treated better and treated with more respect. And then they file this lawsuit that says you're not treating the inmates harshly enough for their actions in the jail, that you need to treat your corrections workers better. What is the correct move there? Police officers, law enforcement officers, sheriff's deputies, they're all already in some really difficult positions in how they're supposed to react to things like this. I'm genuinely interested. What is the correct form of action when this is happening? Do you remove this female officer from her duty there? Because then I think you start running into other issues.
The labor situation.
Civil Rights Act. Yeah.
Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran and the Sheriff's Office are named in the suit, which seeks monetary damages for the women and would require the office to establish policies to prevent sex-based harassment in the future. What is that policy?
Mm-hmm.
What could that policy possibly be to stop inmates? They're already in jail. Some inmates, so they're already incarcerated. They're already being punished. Now you want to somehow coerce them into acting like little angels? That's not going to happen.
Yeah. One option would be to put an offending inmate in solitary confinement. But like someone on the text line said, if they're all doing it, a large number of them, they all end up in solitary confinement, then it becomes gen pop at some point. There's not enough rooms for that. Also, We have an unnamed texter. He says, I dated a woman years ago that was the nurse at Metro. She said she was hit on or harassed all day long, every day, and blew it off. It's prison. She expected it. He also said, she reminded me that I could be replaced in 1 minute with any of 1 of 2,000 inmates. So, I can't imagine.
Well, she kind of approached it with a sense of humor.
I hope.
Leveraging the guy like, hey, you know, I got a lot of inmates that like me.
I hope that was a sense of humor, not an actual threat for the yeah. relationship. Chuck says, I just dropped dudes off at Metro, to hell with working there. Yeah, it's already, you know, just becoming a police officer or a sheriff's deputy,
Or a prison worker, or a jail worker.
I am happy with my job.
Mm-hmm.
If things got dire, I would certainly apply. I'm not above working as a police officer. But I'll tell you, hats off to every single one of them, because it is a job that I don't think many Americans want. Because these days, you know, growing up, and I don't know if kids even look at it like this anymore, but growing up, remember being a police officer was cool. It was like right there along with being a firefighter, sure. being a jet pilot.
Yeah.
I don't know if kids even, you know, want to be a police officer anymore. And it's not because police officers are bad. It's because it's an impossible situation that they're in now.
Yeah, they really are. And you just look at the gun crime, and numbers can say whatever, but it just seems the incidents are way up. And incidents about crime also where you have retribution, retaliation in public areas, mm-hmm. like a mall, like a highway, right? So no thanks to any of those jobs. Back to this situation, what do we do, Dalton? What do we do about the female jail guards that are getting harassed?
I guess you could put muzzles on the inmates that are saying these outrageously offensive
that.
Things. But even Hannibal Lecter could talk in his mask. He had those little bars in front of his face. Maybe flak jackets so they can stop doing the sexually explicit things that they're doing. Not flak jackets, but the jackets that they wrap your hands up so
right.
you can't
straight,
do anything.
Straight
jackets. Thank you. Philip says, YouTube sensation is the number one job that kids want now. That's when teachers ask kindergartners. So that's how far we've fallen. It's no longer do you want to be an astronaut, a police officer, a firefighter. I want to be a YouTube personality mm-hmm. that gets millions of views for unboxing videos. It's sad.
It is kind of sad. Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at Phillips right now. Also, some great texts that feature some emojis. Thank you very much for all those. I can't read them all, but in any event, it doesn't look like anybody in our audience right now is backing up the Department of Justice and
this lawsuit.
The lawsuit overall.
I would like to hear from someone who says, you know, there is a way this could be handled correctly, and this is how it should be done.
What is it?
Yeah. What is it? That's what I want to know.
343-0106. That's going to be the line that Rob Holbert from Landyap.com is going to call us on here in just a little bit. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. Continue to text it at that same number. Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
.836 FM Talk 106.5. You're listening to Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. Coming up in just a minute, Rob Holbert with Landyap. First, let's head over to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louie Arata. Hey, Louie.
Guys, how are you?
Hey, doing fantastic here at FM Talk 106.5. A beautiful day outside. Rest of the week is supposed to be beautiful, so why not head down to the lot at McConnell and see what you got?
That's right. We're here. We got them out front. You can check them out on the website first at McConnellAutomotive.com. We got them all pictured up and looking real sharp. We got plenty of Jeeps for the summertime. I think we got three of them sitting here, and all four-wheel drives, and got some hard tops and soft tops for them. They're four-doors, so you can come check those out. We got a few diesels in the other day, so we'll have them out front. Got some great deals with some used certified GM cars. Got a few of those out here. Got some Yukons, got some BMWs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Lexus. I mean, we got a smorgasbord or whatever you want. We got the deals going on the new car side on the Buicks. So y'all just come check us out. Don't forget, we will buy your car. So give Gene or I a call. Give us the VIN and the miles at 251-476-4141, and we'll see what we can do.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Louie.
Thank you.
As Louis Arata, you'll find him at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65, and online, McConnellAutomotive.com.
Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, and from Lanyap Mobile, Rob Holbert joins us as he does on Thursdays and around 8:30 to 9 o'clock. Hey, Rob.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing great.
Doing great.
And just did my daily routine of heading over to votenappies.com and getting in my nominations for year's nappies.
Yeah, you and many others, we've had 65,000 votes already.
Wow.
So, the nomination period isn't we get somewhere around 100,000 votes over the 4 weeks of voting. So we've been voting for just over a week right now, so you can kind of get an idea that the voting is heavier than usual.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the finals we get about 1 million votes.
It's kind of like primary elections versus general elections.
It is. People kind of, they go over there, the ones who are excited, they get their names out there, then they're presented to the people, and the people say, okay, yes, we like this one.
Yeah, and listeners of FM Talk 106.5, we have more primary voters, I would think, than any other station in town. So I would imagine that we have a lot of people making nominations, too. So,
y'all typically have a pretty good amount of primary voters. Yes, you do.
When does the nomination period wrap?
It'll run through, two more weeks.
Okay.
So we've got it'll keep on rocking for a little bit more longer.
Right.
And,
good time.
And then
good
we'll
time.
Shut down for a little bit and tally everything up, and then we'll come back start the finals.
Very
and that'll
cool.
go on right. for about a month.
All right, the vote counting. Let's talk about the vote counting. Can we? What sort of machines are you guys using?
the ones that you found in those Democratic
cities.
I bought them from a guy named Hugo. He had them on sale. And,
you got them at a yard sale at Fulton County, right?
He said that he can wire in remotely and help with any problems.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
I've been nominating Mike Lindell in every category just to see if it tracks. So I did see a story earlier. Mike Lindell is talking about starting his own social media site. We know he's been canceled. From Twitter, cancel culture got Mike Lindell, was not specifically Lindell, but your headline or your editorial this week was about cancel culture. Kind of, what'd you talk about?
Well, I'm talking about a little bit more of our, there's been some interesting stuff. It's always in the universities that we always have had this stuff going on, but we've got one locally here, and I know y'all talked about it on the air as well. There's three professors out at South Alabama
mm-hmm.
who've been suspended at this point. Put on leave because a Halloween party Halloween costume photo that was on their Facebook page for about 5 or 6 years and taken down last year, but now the students want them fired. There's a petition now to have them removed from their jobs because of these photos. One of the photos is one of the guy who was the dean of the College of Business wore a Confederate soldier uniform to the party, and another gentleman wore he looked like an old English judge, mm-hmm. like a hanging judge. He had a old powdered wig looking thing, and he had a noose and a whip. And then a lady who was unfortunate enough to actually be holding up the noose in
yes.
the photo she's also been grabbed in it with this. She wasn't really wearing a costume, but at this point there's as usual with these things, it's not enough that people, are publicly shamed. I mean, they've had this thing's gone all over the world. I mean, it's other countries for whatever reason are interested in the story of three professors in South Alabama who've been suspended, and the story. I mean, AL.com's butchered the story. They've got whatever they had online at least for the last week is. Had all three of them wearing Confederate uniforms and holding
wow.
nooses. It's really a mess. And I mean, I look at it and say, okay, well, I can understand saying, look, maybe you got to be smarter than to wear a Confederate uniform
mm-hmm.
To a Halloween costume. Although, if we rewind the tape a little bit, the Halloween costume canceling people didn't really start. Before that,
so right.
I think he kind of I mean, you could say, okay, that wasn't really a smart move. But as far as the judge and the noose go, the intent here is, was there intent to cause anguish to people? Was there intent to insult people? And it really doesn't seem like it to me. I don't know these folks, but if they don't have a history of problems like this, I think the school really is knuckling under to a bunch of students who, are upset and woke and want everybody to be punished for these things. And, I wonder if 10 years from now, when all their TikToks they're putting up right now have turned out to be something that is really bad now. And why was just having fun back then? Are they going to feel the same way in 10 years?
Yeah, great question. Yeah. And I think, a major problem with this is the way that, I don't know if it was the group that started this petition or who it was exactly that kind of merged the two images together. If you're just, some unassuming person who opened the app because the headline popped up on your phone and you see this picture of a guy in a Confederate uniform standing right next to the noose. Yeah. And it's, I've been around, I went to South and had a lot of professors. Yeah. I would say a majority of my professors were socially awkward. So I would not, wear a Confederate uniform. I know how that would be taken. And even in 2014, I don't think I would have.
From what I understand, if anything I've read, it could be considered accurate, that the, in some of the other media had said that he had rented it the day before. I don't know if that was like you said. I mean, colleges are they're strange places to begin with. I worked out there for 11 years. I have a decent understanding of the culture out there, and it's not. I would really wonder how many students along the line these professors have helped done things for.
Yeah.
Versus the number of students who felt oppressed by them. I reference in my column a story out of Smith College in Connecticut. The New York Times did a story on it, did a really good story on about a student who went into a cafeteria that was closed and decided to eat there regardless of that and was asked to leave, and it turned into a couple of people being suspended and losing their, a 35-year janitor being in trouble, a woman quitting her job because they were called racist because they asked her to leave the area where she wasn't supposed to be, and it turned into this massive mess. And the president of the university there just immediately jumped on him. And I think that's kind of the situation you have here is the school, they took the pictures down when it was brought up, and then it's still turned into that's not enough.
Yeah, right.
People say, "Oh, it's a slap in the face." The apology is a slap in the face.
Hmm.
Okay, it's not an apology; it's just a slap in the face.
Should the school and President Waldrop, should they have maybe come out and defended these teachers a little more than they did? I mean, isn't President Waldrop retiring soon? Couldn't he just say, "Listen, get over it"? Or is that just not an option for university presidents?
I think so,
anymore?
But I think we all are so, everybody's so worried about exactly, what happened is that, this is international news. It does become national news.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're so worried about being those backwards rednecks in Alabama who told the student body to, hey, go back and study and forget this stuff. You don't have, everybody wants to have this outrage and have these protests, but nobody thinks about the concept, but these are people in their 50s, probably 60s, losing their livelihood because they went to a costume party 7 years ago.
And the ironic thing, too, that you talked about working out there, we're going to go to a break here, Rob, now, but the university presidents and or administrators and or certainly professors generally lean left.
Mm-hmm.
So of all the of all the people getting, raked over the coals in this thing, there's a lot worse players out there than this guy, be my point, if you're looking for somebody who's racist. 847 FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and more with Rob Holbert coming up. 851 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. You've heard me mention the names of Knox Boatler and Matt Richardson, Mark Wolf, all really good guys and all really, really good at what they do. And they're personal injury attorneys. They're here in Mobile, so they're not up on a billboard somewhere. You're never going to meet them. You're just going to, you know, talk to some of their associates. That's not the way it works for these guys. If something is cutting into your wages, if you had an accident, something you didn't do, maybe something malfunctioned and now suddenly you're off the job, you're losing wages, things are upside down, you're thinking, what the heck, right? Well, guess what? Maybe you've got a claim and maybe these guys can sort it out for you. And if you sit down with the guys from Boatler, Richardson, Wolf, guess what? That first consultation, it might take an hour, 2 hours, whatever. That's not going to cost you a dime because they're just trying to sort it all out for you. So auto accidents, equipment malfunctions, you may have a claim, not even realize it. And these guys do really quality work, too. Good guys right here in the community. They're at Dauphin and I-65. They've got a great website, by the way. It's brwlawyers.com. brwlawyers.com. Never a fee for that first consultation. And a phone line where if you want to text the information about your case, you can do that, too. Or just call 251-433-7766. That's 433-7766. The name is Boatler Richardson Wolf.
8:52, Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5, continuing our conversation with Rob Holbert with Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com. And Rob, a new issue on stands and in hands now and also online. How can folks get signed up online or find the newest issue on stands?
Well, of course, you can go to the purple boxes scattered throughout our lovely community and check out the paper there. It's free still. You can also go to lanyapmobile.com and get signed up for a subscription. It gives you access to all of our breaking news, which we have plenty of it. Lots of breaking news all the time. Things, if you're just reading the paper, you're missing lots of news. But we also have our weekly podcast. We have an e-edition that is helpful to those of us like myself whose eyesight maybe is not what it once was. and so there's a lot of stuff there to get with the subscription. And you also get signed up for my weekly newsletter on the weekend Sunday brunch. So mm-hmm. Those things all are accomplished at one time.
I'm a big fan of the Sunday brunch, both the meal and the newsletter. So
thank you.
No problem. So the gambling bill, Senator Del Marsh sponsored the gambling bill. You wrote about this last week and the innards of that deal and why it might not be a great deal for the state. But it surprisingly didn't even pass out of the Senate on Tuesday. And now a couple of different options I'm seeing. First is a lottery-only bill that was filed Tuesday and is supposed to be in a Senate committee next week. And then I'm also hearing rumors that Governor Ivey might call a special session this summer to review something more similar to the Del Marsh bill. Were you surprised Tuesday when this didn't make it out of Senate?
Yeah, I was. I was surprised because everybody was saying, oh, they've got the votes. But it is, I think it's a good thing that this didn't go through the way it is. If we go into this and we say, okay, we're going to allow casino gambling and we're going to limit ourselves to 7 or 8 casinos tops in the state, we're not really going into it to be the best, are we? We're not really going into it to have a top program. We're just going into it to just make, have enough for somebody, mm-hmm. And so, we're really limiting ourselves. We're really saying, hey, we're not going to allow Mobile to have the only place we can have one is at the Greyhound Park. There's a lot of things. And if you're going into it, go into it to win. Look at Mississippi. I mean, they've got, I think, 36 casinos now in Mississippi. Certainly along the coast, I think there's 18 or 19 at this point. That's been transformative to those communities over there. I was there. I was working there when it started. And honestly, at the beginning, I was against it. I thought, oh, they're going to bring in these paddle wheelers, scrape up a bunch of money, and leave the first time there's a hurricane. And I, of course, was very wrong about that. And they built a huge program over there that look at this, the Universal, the project they're going to be doing, this is like a $1.3 billion project, the entertainment complex over there. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be anything like that anywhere around here.
No.
And, those are things that we ought to be doing, too, in my opinion. And this concept of giving, saying, okay, well, we'll do this, but we're only going to allow X amount, and they're going to be at these dog tracks, and, and Porch Creek Indians will have control of, 3 or 4 of them. It's not that I have nothing against PCI. Great. you know, let them do their thing. But there's just no reason not to have open competition for these things, and to have, and to let free trade run the, you know, rule the day on it, I think.
Must be some reason, because the thing doesn't get the light of day. And this whole bill, concept, whatever, seemed to have so much momentum in the beginning, Rob, and suddenly you talk about something that went from sunrise to sunset in a hurry.
Well, I think that there's two components to that from what I can gather. You know, one is that the bill really would screw up some of the bingo parlors in some parts of the state that make a lot of money for some very poor counties. I think that may have gotten some people's attention, but I also think that there's a lot of it is people like you and me and others that are talking about it, saying, why are we doing it this way?
Right.
And I think that sort of fell apart. That the legislature ran around saying, well, this is the only way we're going to be able to get it through because we can't get the votes otherwise because of the special interests. So, I mean, basically what they've admitted to in this is that they're bought and paid for,
right,
that they can't vote certain ways because they're being told how to vote. It's like Alpha has to have X amount of money coming from the lottery to support it. And so, you know, I think there's been sort of an admission from some of these guys that the process is pretty screwed up and very involved with special interests. So
pretty much, they pretty much admitted it, right?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it seems like to me it's an admission, and you know, we have, I think that's where some of it fell apart. I would rather see them come back and do a special session and really talk about this thing and have it really under the microscope about what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Rob, thanks a lot. Thanks for your time. Because I want to gamble and see Tony Orlando and Don right here in Mobile.
Absolutely.
Is that asking too much?
Yes.
No. All of it. You know, get them here. We want the Dolphin shows. We want everything.
Rob Holbert with Land Yap, Dan and Dalton, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 6 a.m. Yeah.